Thank you for coming in today for the speaking placement test. My name is Lynn and I'll be asking the questions. So, what is your name?
My name is Suji Wood.
Okay, Suji, thank you. And where do you live?
I live in Callanvale near Brisbane.
And what is your age?
I'm 21 years old now. And this year, September, I'm turning to 22.
Very nice. And Suji, where are you from?
I'm from Seoul, capital city of South Korea.
Okay. Now, do you work or do you study?
I don't study at the moment, but I work as a secretary in office.
Excellent. Now, Suji, what are your hobbies?
I like singing and I like cooking and I like dancing.
Very nice. And your favorite food?
I like roast meal, like roast pork or roast chicken with vegetables. And I also like Japanese food.
Very good. Now, Suji, what color do you like best?
I like dark green color because it looks so... it just make my eyes really, really comfortable. And it's like the same color as tree. So I love the color dark green color.
Very good. Now, about animals, Suji, what is your favorite animal and why?
I like koalas because when I went to zoo and when I look at one koala was there and then he looked so fat and cute and then his movement was very, very slow and it looked like he's drunk. So I thought that was so adorable. So after that, I really like koalas.
Very nice. Now, Suji, tell me a little bit about your family.
I am only kid, so my family is just three. So my dad is very outgoing person. He likes to meet his friends and he doesn't afraid about anything adventure. And he doesn't like something stable or boring thing. He wants to do challenges always. And my mom's opposite, she's more introvert style. She wants to be stable and she likes old friends and old furnitures. But she is really, really great listener and she's my best friend.
That's lovely. Now, Suji, what kind of movies do you like and why do you like those?
Well, I like movie about something about really unusual topics. I'm not a big fan of superhero movies or SF movies. I like based on true stories, so I can learn from that movie. And I liked movie really deeply involved to our life.
Nice. Now, Suji, tell me a little bit about your favorite movie and what did you like most about it?
I got a few favorite movies. One of my favorite is Girl Interrupted. It is about one girl went to a mental hospital, but before she went to mental hospital, she thought only insane people going to mental hospital. But after, she actually found her best friends in the hospital, and then she realized there's no crazy or normal people in this world because we all have a crazy part, but we also try to make our life better. So that movie gave me a very fresh lesson. So that's why that movie's my one of favorite.
Very good. Now, Suji, who is your favorite actor and why do you choose that actor?
I don't have any favorite actor, but I got a few favorite movie characters because I think if he's really, really great actor, he shouldn't be like, people have to remember the character, not the actor. So I think great actor has to be have really wide acting spectrum. So he can act kind person or bad person. So I got some few favorite characters, but not the actor or actress.
Okay. And can you tell me a little bit about your last holiday? Where did you go and who did you go with? And what did you do there?
My last holiday was 2 months ago. My husband and I flew up to Cairns and we stayed at Mosman for a week. I was first time in Cairns, but he having Cairns many times before. So he was introducing famous places in Cairns. And one night we went out for dinner and we cook up salmon near beach. So we have really, really great time and I really want to go back.
Nice. Now, Susie, what do you like to do to relax? And do you relax often? Why or why not?
I'm usually always relaxed, but when I feel nervous or when I feel something anxious, I do hot bath. So make me feel, because always hot bath make me feel better. And after hot bath, usually I go to long sleep or have delicious food.
Yum, sounds good. Now, Susie, tell me about someone that you admire. And what do you admire about this person?
It would be my husband, because he has many great qualities, something I don't have. Like, for example, he's very, very patient. So I am Korean and then I have some hot temper, but he always wait for many things and then he doesn't rush. And he, even though sometimes he, you know, I do something bad, like make mistakes, he never just scream or he just always teach me how to do. And then, yeah, so I really, really, many things I learned from him.
Very nice. Now, Susie, if you could change one thing about your life, what would that be and why?
If I can change one thing in my life, I want to go back to my past and study really, really hard. Because when I was a teenager, I didn't like to do study. I always interested in hanging out with my friends or buying some other like food or clothings. But now I'm thinking, oh, what if I study a lot and then I would be a better person maybe now. So after that, I used to go library alone and then study all by myself. But if I can change one thing in my life, I really, really want to go back and then study really hard while I had ability to remember many things.
Okay, good. Now, if you won $1 million, say, what would you do? How would that change your life?
I don't think it will change my life a lot, because I don't think money can change my life totally. But if I have $1 million, I want to buy a small house and I want to go travel.
Very nice. Now, do you like to shop? What is your favorite type of shopping and why do you like that?
I like to shop. I like to go grocery shopping because I can put anything I like in the trolley. Because now I'm cooking, so if I don't like carrot or cucumber, I don't put. And then I like, my favorite is meat, so I put lots of meat. So, and sometimes I feel like, today I feel like strawberry, or today I feel like banana. I just put anything I want. So I love grocery shopping.
Okay. Now, Suji, if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you like to go? Why, who would you take with you, and what would you especially like to do there?
I really want to go Germany with my husband because he is half German and he has relatives in Germany, but he never been to Germany before. But about two years ago, I visited Germany for very shortly, and I had prejudice of maybe probably German people will be very like strict, like, but actually they were really, really friendly and welcoming, so I had really good impression. So I really, really, really want to go back. So if we have opportunity, I want to go Germany with my husband and enjoy Oktoberfest and meet his relatives.
Very good. Now, Suji, what is your opinion? We're just changing topic a little bit now. What is your opinion of the infrastructure of your home city in Seoul, Korea?
Actually, I never thought about infrastructure of my home city. But what I can say is Seoul is really small land, but high populations there, so same as whole Australian population in just Seoul. So if you go to Korea, you will find really convenience to transport. So in Australia, you really are hard to imagine moving without a car, but if you go to Korea, you can travel anywhere in short time because bus and train and subway, taxi, everything comes every 5 minutes. So transport in Seoul is very, very convenient.
Very good. Now, last question. In your opinion, are there any forms of art that should not be considered as art? And tell me which ones and why.
In my opinion, I don't think there is bad art and good art, because it all depends people's taste and it's involved to our life. So if someone think this art is really, really great and it make me feel better, I think that is really good art for the person. So I think art is very, and also this is very subjective area as well. So I don't think there is answer, and if I think if there is answer in art, they will be really boring. So I think all art is meaningful in their own way.
Very good. Now, Suji, thank you very much for coming in today and doing this speaking test with us. Thank you.